the current situation, it looks very ugly. Repression is increasing. The bishop of East Timor, who's one of the few who can talk and sort of survive, has been giving reports. There are by now Indonesians who are very courageously standing up inside Indonesia, which is no joke, condemning what's going on. That includes the leading student organizations. There's an Indonesian scholar, George Adejandro, his name is, who has just published a recent book on 20 years of research on East Timor. It came out in Holland, but it's in English, so you can read it, because you don't know Indonesian. That takes a lot of courage. It's not like talking here, you know. He's spoken out in Australia. He's a well-known environmentalist in Indonesia and also a scholar, and it's quite an interesting book. He's still surviving, but only because of international pressure, unfortunately not from here, but John Pilger is a journalist in England, and journalists in Australia and others have been keeping a spotlight on him, so he's protected to some extent. And there are others, the human rights groups in Australia, legal rights group have all spoken out very strongly and bitterly condemned the West for refusing to condemn Indonesia for these actions. I'll come back to that. Inside Indonesia, there's by now considerable turmoil and protest, and it's not simple. It's a very tough totalitarian state. And very brutal, but it's developing, I'll come back to what all this means.